The week-long vote started yesterday in the Delavan Grider Community Center. After a winnowing of suggestions knocked out those which didn't meet the rules or were submitted too late, the list went before voters who could prove they lived in Maston. Possibilities ranged from bus shelters to a farmer's market. Vinnie Rondinelli was pushing a $14,000 farmer's market near Main and Fillmore.
There's really nowhere to buy fruit, vegetables, or like real food. You can get like all the nutty bars and pop that you want, but you can't really get anything real. So a lot of people in the neighborhood came to the meetings and they said, you know, we'd like to, if this can happen, we'd like to make it happen. And so we spoke with a lot of different groups that are doing these types of things in the city, and we figured we can make this happen.
The money has to be spent by the end of this fiscal year, June 30th. Next budget year, a different district might get a shot at some extra money. Maston Councilmember Ulysses Wingo says this lets citizens have a stronger voice.
When people see that they actually have real dollars to spend, it basically incentivizes them to come out and be more active and involved and engaged in the process. And that's what we're looking for. We want people to be actively engaged in this democratic process.
Voting continues today and through Saturday in everywhere from Metro Rail stations to a KFC to an MLK Park Easter egg hunt on Saturday. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.